Shivandamandas Thakur Vedavyas Ki Jai. We're continuing classes on Chaitanya Bhagavat. We've come to Madhya Kanda, chapter 26, verse 61. Little background. Everyone has to tune in their time machines. Tune in your time frame. It's not 2010. It never is, it never was, and it never will be. It's Nitya Gaur Leela, Nitya Radha and Krishna Leela. This is where we should be. This is what we should feel. This is what we should see. Bahir Drishti, Antar Drishti. Bahir Drishti, externally we should see everything as Udipan, a reminder of Gaur Leela and Radha Krishna Leela. And internally we should see Ashtakali Leela, Gauranga and Radha and Krishna. So now we're for this 1 hour or so, we will live in 500 years ago, 525 years ago. So for this hour we want to live 500 years ago, 525 years ago. We're in Navadvip, we're with Gauranga, we're with the Gaura Bhaktas, we're with Shachimata and Malini and Srivas and all the pandits. We're with Jagai and Madhai. We're very much with Jagai and Madhai. If we were living in Mayapur 500 years ago, who would your best friend be? Jagai! Madhai! How are you all? Hey, Mandir! Mandir Javo! Hey, Madhai! That's the Ganga! Yeah, you want to take a bath? Yeah, I'll poop! Jagai and Madhai! So these are the Parishads of this 500 years ago. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is beautiful. He's always beautiful, but there's more beautiful, most beautiful, and absolutely unbelievably most beautiful. So Gauranga Mahaprabhu is absolutely, unbelievably most beautiful in his form and as Gaur Nagar. Gauranga Nagar Sundara Ki! In Nitya Navadvip. Navadvip Dhamma Ki! Beautiful. You have to see it because this is when we're watching this Gauranga movie, Chaitanya Bhagavat. This is the real, this is not a movie, this is reality. We see this long, wavy hair, beautiful lotus eyes, and his yellow Pitambara dhoti, and small, very thin little chadar around his shoulders, broad chest, beautiful arms, malati, madhavi, different jui, different garlands here, his top knot of hair going like this. Then other hair coming like this, something and down, like this and like this, right? Top knot. It's called Chudamani, top knot. And that's surrounded with Bela garlands, Mogra. Very beautiful sight. And his eyes are always moistened. Prem Ashubhara. Means, bhara means heavily laden. Bhara, full of. Prem Ashu. Jal. Prem Ashu Jal Bhara. That river, that water of Mananakya Mahabhav, Radha's Prem is always, his eyes are floating in that, like a boat is floating in the ocean. Just imagine a boat is floating, the boat is surrounded by water everywhere. Boat, noka, boat, ship. His eyes are floating. Any moment the ocean can overflow. The ocean is fixed at its borders. It doesn't overflow the shoreline. High tide, low tide. Like this, the tides. Age piche. But it doesn't come and take over the Bombay or Mayapur. Sometimes it does. The Ganga takes over Mayapur. So sometimes, under certain circumstances, the ocean overflows its boundaries. When the ocean overflows its boundaries, it's called pralaya, it's called flood. Flood, everything's magana, submerged in the waters, the flood waters, rising tides and flood waters of the ocean, Pacific, Atlantic, Indian Ocean, Atlantic. And everybody comes wet, and everybody becomes drowned, everyone becomes drenched in that water, lost, destroyed, annihilated. So in the same way, the two lotus eyes of Gauranga are floating in this ocean of Radha's love, Mahabhav Samudra, Mahabhav Sindhu, Mahabhav Sagar. And sometimes when the perturbation of the emotions, disturbance of the emotions in the heart of Gauranga rise to a volcanic pitch, they rise to a volcanic pitch, a volcano then erupts. But it's not hot lava, it's cool tears of love. Tanda Prem Jal. Tears of love are cool, tanda. Tears of anger, krodha. Krodha ashru, garam hai. Prem ashru, tanda hai. Tears, ashru, bindu, tears. So when he feels this volcanic eruption of divine love, then everyone becomes submerged. Everyone around him becomes drenched like a syringe, like a pitchkari, with the waters of Radha's love, viraha prem. Yugayatam nameshena chakshusha pravishayatam shunyayatam jagat sarvam govinda virahena me. Viraha, govinda viraha. Viraha what? Viraha prem. Sambhog prem, viraha prem. Meeting, love and union, love and separation. English. Viraha prem, sambhog prem. Union, separation. Enjoying together and enjoying in separation. And that's the position that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in right now. He's been initiated at 20 years of age. He got initiated. He's married to Vishnu Priya. He's living with his mother, Sachimata. His brother, Vishrup, has gone to take sannyas. Jagannath Mishra has gone back to Godhead, gone to the spiritual world due to the pain of viraha, separation from his beloved son, Vishrup. So it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the house, Jagannath Mishra Bhavan, and Sachimata, and Ishan Thakur, the servant and friend, or servant, but Nityaparishad of Gauranga, and Sachimata. And every day, Gauranga Mahaprabhu is meeting with his devotees. He's taking consolation with his devotees, and he's moving through the streets of Nadia. He's already chastised the Qazi, and the Qazi broke the drum, and then he begged forgiveness, and that lila has already happened. Now he's freely moving anywhere with his Sankirtan party and all his beautiful Brahmin followers. Beautiful scene going down the street. And during the day, he visits the devotees one after another. For example, if you're in the hospital, you're not feeling very well. So if you're in the hospital and you're sick, who do you want to see? Your friends. To console you, to soothe you, to mollify you, to love you, to care for you, to wish you well. It's okay. You know, you have terminal cancer, you're dying next week, but you're getting better all the time. You'll be out of here in no time. Everything's, all your plans will be realized. Just hang in there, tiger. Hang in there, tiger. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is suffering, burning, scorching fire of separation from Gopinath. Gopinath, Gopinath. And burning in the fire of separation from Radhika and the gopis and Brajadam and Jamuna Palina and Rasastali, Nidiban, Sevakunj, Giriraj, Govardhan. Burning. And all day long he's burning even greater in the daytime. So how does he solace himself? He goes and visits the homes of his devotees. He visits the homes of the bhaktas, his lovers, his friends, his supporters. And they give him encouragement. They speak Bhagavad Gita. He goes to their house, this one, that one. He takes food from them. Even he went to Shuklambara Brahmachari and he begged some rice from him. And he said, he's a bhikshu. Shuklambara Brahmachari is a bhikshu. He's a beggar. He's a Brahmin. But when you go out begging, they don't give you export quality basmati rice. 600 rupees a kilo. They give you broken rice that the birds will not even eat. I was in Radhakund, I was feeding bhajra to the squirrels and parrots. And I ran out and the guy said, "Oh Swamiji, I have some nice rice for you. You buy this rice. I'll give you 100 kilos. You'll feed the birds and monkeys, everything." So it's like, I bought it. It looked like pebbles. Stones, all broken, like cut junk. And then I went, I put it out. The monkeys wouldn't take it, the birds wouldn't take it. the squirrels, I was stuck with 100 kilos of broken, junky rice. Even the crows wouldn't eat it. What to speak of the monkeys? They're like high class. They eat kachoris and chana and chickpeas and chana. And there used to be, when I was living in Ratadamadar, there's a guy who had a, he's still there, he has a little pond, he has a little general store. He sells flour, atta, and grains and chana. And he has all these little aluminum packets of pan, and all these little packets. It's like, so they're hanging in strips, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like this. So the monkey, he would go across, you know, he'd be out there begging, you know, in front of Gopal Mandir, and get so much chickpeas. And then he ate so many chickpeas he can't digest. So then he jumps from this, there's samadhis in front of Gopal Mandir. I lived there 10 years. So he jumps up on the samadhis, and from the samadhis he bolts right to the roof. But on his way to the roof, he grabs a whole stack of those packs. He grabs them, and I lived on the roof. So I hear this boom. And what's that? And look out, and this monkey's ripping these packs up. And he's eating. Then this guy runs up with a stick. You know, it's a whole leela. I mean, every Vrindavan, every moment's a leela. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in great distress. So he's going from house. So Shuklambara Brahmachari, he got that kind of rice. He was begging. He was given rice, which even monkeys would not eat. That's why I told you the small story, so you have some idea what kind of rice that Shuklambara Brahmachari was getting and begging. All right? Mahaprabhu went there and said, Shuklambara, tomorrow I will take rice from your hand in your house, cooked by you. Oh, my Lord, please, please don't. I don't want to go to hell. Please, I can't serve you properly. You're my Lord. You're Bhagavan. You're everything. You're my Prananath. Don't come to my house. Please, I'll give up my life. Better I jump right now in the Ganga. Better I die now than die forever by offending you in service. No, I'm coming. Tomorrow, prepare the food. I'll be there at 12 o'clock. Prepare everything. He was distressed, Shuklambara Brahmachari. He didn't know what to do. He went to the other Vaishnavas. Akyati, Prichiti, Prichiti, Akyati, Guyati, right? There's that verse. Reveal your mind. This is in Upadeshamrita. Guyam, Akyati, Prichiti. Akya, you're supposed to reveal your thoughts, your conceptions, your ideas, your emotions to the other Vaishnavas. Guyam. Guyam means Gupta. Secretly, privately, not, hey, guess what? Chanaka Pandit says, a secret between four ears is a secret. You got it? One husband, how many ears? One wife, how many ears? What's the total? Can they keep secrets? Yes. Yes, somebody. I mean, wives tell everything about their husbands to everybody. But husbands and wives don't tell about each other to anybody. He went to confide in them and, please, what should I do? They said, this is a great opportunity. Mahaprabhu is coming to your house. You should cook for him. And then they started to preach to him. Because the devotees, when a devotee is feeling distress or in maya or in difficulty, he goes to a friend and the friend consoles him and says it's all right. Then the friend will cite scriptures. The devotee will cite scriptures and histories, Itihasa, Mahabharata, Ramayana, and different stories to comfort him and say, no, it's almost like law. When you go into the law office to argue a court case, you say, Your Honor, there was a similar case just like this, which you're hearing today, the state versus the defendant, my client. In 1971, this particular court or the courts of this country, they had the same kind of case, same kind of problem, murder, whatever, and the judge ruled like this. And he cites it, the number, the chapter, the ledger, the chapter, the verse, paragraph and everything. Then the judge goes and looks at the law books, the history of all the law cases. Oh, that's right. I have to deliberate. It's called deliberation. Then the judge goes into deliberation to think about what should I decide, yes or no. This is the same thing we do in preaching. Oh, Shuklambara, don't be distressed. It's a great opportunity for you to cook for the Lord. He's asking you. But it's not an offense. It means, what does it mean? It means that the Lord wants to take from your hand The devotees were trying to encourage him, don't be afraid, don't be afraid that the Lord has personally asked you. This means that the Lord wants to take food from your hand. It doesn't mean he wants to take bhikshu bhat. He doesn't want to take rice which was begged. Or what does he want? He wants your yome bhakti prayachati. He wants your bhakti. He wants your devotion. He wants your love. The Lord is thirsty for love. He's greedy for love. He's a prem lobi. So then they said, listen, Shuklambar, don't you remember in the case history, as a lawyer will cite a previous case history. So a pracharak, a devotee, will cite the shastras, which are the itihas, or the case histories. You're bewildered by your fear, because it's said in the Bengali, bhayam, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I'm coming tomorrow to take rice from your hand. And Shuklambar, oh my Lord, and he was so frightened. It said he was very frightened, because he'll make an offense. He begs this rice, it's all chipped, broken, crummy rice, it's worthless. And the God of gods, Lord of lords, Supreme Avatar is coming to my house. He's a Brahmin. What is his house? His house is nothing. It's a shack. It's a kutia. On the bank of the Ganga, just some reeds piled up, some kacha cottage. Nothing. But he's a devotee. He's a Gaura Bhakta, Krishna Bhakta. He's a Madhurya Bhakta. So high. And Mahaprabhu is thirsty for Madhurya. He's thirsty to distribute Madhurya. Madhurya Prem, Madhura Prem, the sweetness of Braj. And he's thirsty to taste it where he finds it. He'll run there like a bee running to a flower. If there's a beehive, it's his nature, his swabhav, is that around his beehive there's many, many flowers, and they're all blossoming, they all have nectar. But if there's a superior flower, means superior nectar, 2 kilometers away, because I studied apiculture when I was a kid. Apiculture means beekeeping. APIs culture. Apiculture. And I kept beehives when I was a kid, because I lived in a country. So they'll fly 2 kilometers away to drink that nectar. Why? Because of karshan. Swad karshan. The attraction of taste. Have you ever gone to eat in a restaurant? Did you have to drive for 1 hour to get to the restaurant? Why? Because of the food, the taste. You drive so far to enjoy bhoga. It's common. It's common to the bee. It's common to me. People sometimes go all the way. They go to fly to a different state to eat dinner in some famous Bombay restaurant. The tongue is so uncontrolled. Jiva vegam, udarapasta vegam. Because they haven't had the param jistva, the higher taste of prasadam. So the bee is flying 3 kilometers away. And he's ignoring all these. So in the same way, Mahaprabhu, he's running to wherever that Madhura Prem is. Like a bee, the wings of attraction. He's attracted to this Madhurya Bhav, this Braja Prem. Shuklambara Brahmachari, they said, listen, don't give up your fear. You will not go to Kumbhipaka, Tala Tala, Vitala, Rasatala. You won't go to any hellish planets. It's not an aparad. Offering this 10th class worthless rice to Bhagavan is not an aparad. It's your love, it's your prem. Put all your prem into it. And you know why you should do this? Because remember Mahabharata, Shuklambara, Sunye. Hey, Shuno, Shuno, Shuklambara, Shuno. Mahabharata, you heard of Vidur. As we say in English land, Vidura. But in Hindi land, they say Vidur. And Duryodhan, Vidur is the Yamaraj. And he didn't even invite the Lord. The Lord was in, Bhagavan Sri Krishna was in Delhi, or what's actually Meerut, which is near Delhi. And he was invited by Duryodhan to come for lunch. Chapan Bhog, Pakka Bhog, all cooked in ghee, cow's ghee, Pakka, Asli ghee. And on the way, he told Arjuna or Daruka, maybe it must be Daruka, maybe Arjuna was there, I don't remember. He said, listen, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to go to that invitation, that lunch invitation. I don't want to go. I think we're somewhere near, there's a Ganges is here. Near the Ganges is my devotee. He's living in some small place. Vidura is living here, I think. Vidura, let's go there. So he went there and took a banana, the skins of a banana. You know, she peeled a banana, and his wife, she had nothing. And Krishna ate it. So the devotees in Mayapur, Navadvip, they were comforting and encouraging Shri Kumbhar, it's okay. The Lord ate a banana skin. Sometimes they say banana skin, sometimes they say banana, whatever it is. He went for the love. So it's okay, go there. I mean, cook for the Lord. So then he did. So the Lord is, this is his activities at this time of his Leela, visiting the house of his devotees, accepting their love. Because now, as Lord Chaitanya, as I said, he's 20. He started the Sankirtan pastime, he's about 20 years old. And it lasted for 3 or 4 years, and at 24 he took sannyas. So now Madhyakanda is almost at the end. And the next chapter is the Lord accepts sannyas. So everything is related, the past and the front, like Bhagavad Gita. So it's not that, okay, one day, okay, oh yeah, let's take sannyas. No, everything is building up. Like a volcano doesn't just one day, boom, the ground starts rumbling, there's some earth tremors, some earthquakes, then there's some portents, there's some omens, everyone knows by certain signs, this volcano may erupt, and we'll all be destroyed on this island, this tropical island, so people migrate. But similarly, everything with the emotions, the viraha prem, the vipralamba, the great anxiety of separation from Krishna that Radharani feels, this Radha's viraha prem, was building up tremendously in Gauranga, day after day after day. It was building up to a crescendo. Da 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 da. Like this, you know? It's called crescendo, isn't it? Music. Da 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 da. Explosion. That explosion was that everything became just everywhere. Krishna, 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 Krishna. So he's teaching school. We haven't come to that. But everywhere, every time we go to visit the devotee's house and they engage in kirtan, in rasa sankirtan, he would start chanting, remembering Vrindavan, and fall on the ground, roll on the ground, cry. Vrindavan, Vrindavan, Radha, Krishna, Krishna. So much intense separation. Then, so this is the mood, this is how he's feeling. And this will build up, and then he'll take sannyas. Because he can't bear it anymore. He can't bear the pain. He's trying to get some solace, some comfort by the visitations of his friends. Like a sick man in a hospital gets some comfort by the visits of his friends. Because of his disease, he's suffering. He's in the hospital, and his friends visit him and cheer him up, and he feels good. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is suffering. Externally, he's perfectly healthy. He's a prakriti deha. Bhagavan, Sachidananda Vigraha, Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha. But internally he's broken, he's destroyed, and he's just taking shelter of his friends one by one. Can you help me? Can you help me? Can you help me? And so they say, well, we don't know anything, we just know, sit down, hear the Bhagavatam. So they would speak the Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, and Mahaprabhu would get some relief from that. Then they say, and then he would start to break up and cry during the Bhagavatam. And they say, okay, enough Bhagavatam, now start the kirtan. And they start the sankirtan, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning, all night till sunrise. And he got some solace in that rasa sankirtan, in the homes of the different devotees. So this is the background leading to the scenes that we're going to hear over at least a few days, which should include scenes like, he starts teaching the students Vyakaran, grammar, and every Dhatu, and every Sandhi, and every Matro, all these different things in language, they mean Krishna. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey, bolo. Krishna, 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 hey. Krishna, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava, Krishna Keshava Pahima. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai, Mara Govinda Yugo ki jai. And then we'll just hear it. He mata prati vaishnavera gare gare, pratidina nityananda samhati bihare. Accompanied by Nityananda, Gauranga enjoyed pastimes like this in each and every house of his Vaishnavas. Bihar, gare gare Bihar. Niravari premarase sharira vival, bhavadharma jatta taha prakashe sakal, matsya korma narasingha varaha vaman, ragusingha bhoda kalki shinandanandan. Vrindavandas Thakur said, the body of Gauranga was always agitated in the mellows of ecstatic love. Prema rase sharir vival, vival, agitated, like bewildered, confused, contorted, disturbed. Prema rase sharir deha. And in that state of intoxication of prema ras, he was relishing different rasas. Sometimes seven gonarasas or mukirasas, sometimes shantaras, shantarati, or dasyarati, madurati, vatsalyarati, and sometimes adbhuta, amazement, and vibhatsa, fear, amazement, bewilderment, bhayam, fear, rodra, anger, vira, chivalry, heroism. Different moods and mellows and emotions would overtake his heart and mind. Then he would exhibit a particular avatar. On the Das avatars, he would show that avatar to show fear or show anger. Like he would show in the Sringadeva, ah! The Sringavaganaki! Rodraras. This is in Vatsalya. Vatsalya mixed with Rodra. He's in affection, loving affection for Prahlad. Like a mother cat for its baby. Even licking. Brihad Bhagavatamrita says, Nisringadeva was licking Prahlad's body, sat him on his lap and licked him. Just like a mother cat will lick her baby. If there's some danger, she catches him by the scruff of the neck. Catches the baby by the scruff. This is called the scruff of the neck. Brings him back, lop, 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 lop. And licks the baby. This is love, protection, nourishment, motherhood, fatherhood. Vatsalya, affection, motherly affection. Oh, my baby, please be protected. My baby, are you all right? Everything fine? Let me lick you, kiss you, smell you. Everything fine? Achatike. So in the context of Vatsalya, he was angry. Sometimes a mother becomes angry if there's some danger to a son or daughter, isn't it? So this is Vatsalya. Rati mixed with Rodra Ras. So that's when Lord Chaitanya is in that mode of praying. It says, what does it say? Prem rase sharir vival. He's in topsy-turvy condition. Due to prem ras, but is only prem ras, is only one kind of ras? There's only one kind of flavor of ice cream, vanilla? There's 32 or 64 or whatever. So the prem ras, he becomes prem ras vival in Vatsalya, prem ras vival in Dasya, prem ras vival in Sakya, and then the Anubhavas and Vibhavas. And the Vyavacharis change, and all these, and the end result of all of that experience is vival, vival. And everyone says, what's happening? He's running through the streets like mad and roaring, and he's in the Sringabhav. Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Nityananda Rama ki. A one footnote of the story we told, that Shuklambara Brahmachari, who Lord Chaitanya came and ate the rice in his home, and he ate some banana, kot mocha, whatever, sabji. Everything boiled. And then why is that? Because in Krishna Leela, because Shuklambara Brahmachari is a Nitya Parishad, he's one of the Yajna Patnis. Jaya, you know, Dvija Patni Jaya. Dvija Patni Jaya. Jaya Naga, you know, like this. Dvija Patni means the wives of the Yajnic Brahmins. Yajna Patnis, right? So what did they do? Krishna Balaram, the coward boys, begged for some food, and they bought so much fruits and whatever they could get from the yajna. They could, and so he that Brahmani, the yajnic Brahman, in Gorlila she Shukambara Brahmachari feeding rice, chip rice, broken rice, worthless rice. So this love, this is Madhura. Madhura, this is Madhurya Ras between Krishna and those ladies. That's Madhurya. It's the Ras. So that's the same Madhurya that he was relishing with Shukambara in this Leela. Because that's his Stai Rati. The Stai Rati of Shukambara is Madhura Rati. Sweetness, Madhurya. And the Stai Rati of the Yagyapatnis is Madhurya. That is their eternal mellow in relation to Bhagavan. So Lord Chaitanya is going from house to house with Nityananda. And so sometimes he would manifest the sentiments of Matsya, the sentiments. When we say he would manifest the sentiments, Prakash, that means these gonarasas, or these mukhya, gonarasas and vibhavas, and vyavachari bhavas that go with that particular major mellow. Sometimes he was in the mood of Vamana, Varaha, Nisringa, Ramchandra, Buddha, Kalki, and Krishna, Nandanandan. E mata jata avatara se sakal sabarupa haya prabhu kari bhava chal. In this way, Gauranga assumed the forms, sabarup, and manifested the sentiments of his various incarnations on some pretext or other. The pretext means Kaladesha Patra. Pretext. Kaladesha Patra. The time, the place, and the circumstances and the individuals involved. Example of a pretext. Jagai Madai threw a pot. Madai threw a broken wine bottle. A broken clay, because it came in clay. They didn't have bottles then, they had clay containers. He broke it and threw this sharpened piece of clay and cut Nittai's forehead. Blood was oozing. Mahabharu came there, and on the pretext of that particular Kaladeshan Patra, then he assumed the mood of Vishnu with the chakra, Garapadma chakra, shank. He came with the chakra, whirling. He came as Vishnu, the annihilator, the destroyer. I'll destroy him. So he's in the mood of an intense Rodra. Rodra Bhav, anger. Supremely angry. Ready to kill him. But when he saw Murari, his loving devotee, Murari. Murari is Hanuman. So he showed Ramchandra Bhagavan a ki. Yeah. He showed that form. There's a verse that's quoted here in the purport by Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur from Gita Govinda. This is the Mangalacharan of Gita Govinda, where before the invocatory prayers before Kavi Jayadev Goswami begins his narration of Radha Krishna's Nitya Leela, Vasant Ras, and Man and Ras Leela. Then he prays to the Lord in all his various representations in both Aishwarya and also Madhurya, the Aishwarya Rupam and the Madhurya Rupam. And then at the conclusion of that prayer, that same prayer, there's a summary of it, and this is what's quoted here in the purport. Vedanu darate jaganti vahate bhugolam udbibrate daityam darayate balim chalayate shatra shayam kurvate polastyam jayate halam kalayate karunyam atanvate Lachan murcha yate dasakriti krite Krishnaya tubhyam namaha Krishnaya tubhyam namaha Krishnaya tubhyam namaha. Kavi Jayadev prays to the Lord, "Oh, my Lord Krishna, I offer my obeisances unto you who appear in the form of these 10 incarnations. In the form of Matsya, you rescue the Vedas. Kurma, you carry the Mandara mountain on your back. Vraha, as Vraha, you lift the earth with your tusk. In the form of Nrisingadev, you ripped open the chest of the Daitya demon named Hiranyakashipu. And in the form of Vamana, you played a trick on the Daitya king Bali by asking him for only 3 steps of land. But then you took away the entire universe by expanding your steps. As Parashuram, you killed all the wicked Kshatriyas. As Ramachandra, you conquer the Rakshas king Ravan. In the form of Balaram, you carry a plow to kill the wicked and drag the river Jamuna towards you. As Buddha, you show compassion towards all the living beings suffering in this world. At the end of the Kali Yuga, you appear as Kalki to bewilder the Mlechas." Text 65. "Hey sakala bhavahai lukaya takane sabe na guchila rama bhava chiradhine." Gauranga manifested sakala bhav, sabhav, all these bhavas. He manifested these bhavas. Rodra bhav, vivatsa bhav, bhaya bhav, these sentiments, and then withdrew them. Prakash aprakash. Now you see it, now you don't. He showed them, and then he withdrew them within himself. Because Gauranga is sarvavatari. Bhagavan, he's all the avatars, everything is within everyone. Everyone and everything is within Gauranga. But his sentiment as Balaram remained for many days. Mahaprabhu would display these 10 varieties of sentiments of the different incarnations. And sometimes he would conceal them, which means avaran, hide them. Sometimes he displayed the sentiments of Haladara. Mahamata haila prabhu haladara bhav. Madaana madaana dake ucharav. Dake ucharave. Haladara bhave dake ucharave. Mahaprabhu would become intoxicated in the mood of Balaram, Haladar, one who holds the hala. And when he was intoxicated in Balaram Bhav, what would he cry out? Madaana, madaana. Mada means intoxication, mada means craziness, and mada means wine. In Bengali, the same word mada, we say kam, krodh, lobh, moh, mada. Matsarya, lust, anger, greed, envy, etc. Madness. So everyone knows if you drink wine, you go mad. So when someone says, "Give me some wine, let's drink some wine," it's another way of saying, "Let's go mad. Let's drink wine. Let's drink booze, liquor, alcohol, whiskey." That means, "Let's go mad." It's the same word. Mada means wine, mada means mad, crazy. That's his bhav. Mahaprabhu was not drinking wine. Because sometimes people, they hear Russian English and this and that, and people come to me and say, "I heard your class, you said Lord Chaitanya drinks wine?" Ah, re Baba. You can't figure that out? You don't understand the charitra of Lord Chaitanya? He's absolutely not, he's not smelling wine, drinking wine, anything wine. Although once, when he was preaching in Madhya Lila, he was going by some liquor store, and then he got in Balaram Bhav. He just, maybe he did smell at that time, I don't know. But he wanted to be compassionate for all the drunks outside the liquor store. They're like, "Ah, shower. And he went by and he said, "Hey boys, Hari Bol, 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 Hari Bol." And they all danced with him. They were dancing with him, and he was dancing with them. And they were chanting, Hari Bol, Nitai Gaur, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. Not Japa, Hare Krishna. They're chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. And then when Lord Chaitanya engaged them all in Prem Nam Sankirtan, they saw the Prem Sarup Gauranga, I die, Sakshat Darshan, Prem Sarup Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki.
Yeah.
And they danced, he danced with the drunks. How pitiful is our condition. How degraded we are, how fallen we are. They're drunks, what are we? Lord Chaitanya ever came and danced with us? I doubt it. When we die, then he'll dance. All right. This useless guy is... When we die, then Lord Gauranga will dance. Yes, one useless guy is gone. Very good. Ha. Haribo. It's not a... But he's dancing with the drunks. And when... So he's engaged, and they were just in ignorance. Now they're in Vishuddha Sattva, dancing with God, dancing with Radha Krishna Yuga. In the Prem Nam Sankirtan, having direct Sakshat Darshan of Prem Srup Gauranga. How fortunate, how great, how honorable, how distinguishable, how enviable. Gee, I wish I was drunk. I wish I was in Gaura Lila 500 years ago. Those drunks got a lot of mercy. And even now, drunks get a lot of mercy. Look at us, we're all drunks, right? Crazy. Hare Krishnas are crazy. Now, what more did he do? After Lord Chaitanya left, all the drunks engaged in Hare Katha. They never in their lives engaged in Hare Katha before. But once they danced with Lord Chaitanya, and they got purified by Nam Sankirtan, increased their Shraddha, increased their faith. And what did they talk about? They talked about God. Hare Katha. They said to each other, hey, that golden guy, that guy was really cool. I really like that guy. He can really dance. He knows how to dance. He's a good dancer. Yeah, he was into it. He's a good dancer. And one drunk said to the other, I think he's a very good guy. I think he's a very respectable person. They were glorifying him. Of course, for us it sounds rather funny. You know, we know he's God and he has all unlimited qualities. But so this is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So this is Mada. Sometimes he's in this mood. Nityananda Janena Prabhura Samihita Gata Bhari Ganga Jala Dena Savahita. Knowing Gauranga's intentions, Nityananda would reverentially fill up a pot with Ganga water. Fill up a pot with Ganga water, G-A-N-G-A. Listen exactly, translate exactly. And give it to Lord Chaitanya. And what Lord Chaitanya would do with that pot of Ganga Jal, we will find out by the mercy of the Lord tomorrow. Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai. Vaishnava Sarasanga ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.